The manner in which some closures and consolidations are being handled, including communication with teachers, parents, principals, and boards, raises serious questions about respect for educators and meaningful consultation. We cannot continue to say one thing about teacher autonomy while practicing another. If we admire educational systems such as that of Finland, then we must be prepared to examine the principles that make those systems successful, including trust in and respect for educators.